In the name of Jesus, amen. Our Old Testament reading and our second reading mention running the race and running in time. We have God who is eternal. He gives those who are faint strength. He's always with us. And Paul, who says in our second reading, we run the race set before us. I don't know about you, but February can be a tough time to run the race of faith and daily life. It always seems like this is one of the longest months of the year, the weather schedules. Our gospel reading today helps us with this and shows us a day in the life of Jesus. Jesus who runs and does not grow weary. It can seem like time just flies. Next week, actually, we have Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year. A time to refresh. But what's time usually like for you? If it's like for me, it's go to work, do this, do that. In our reading today from the Gospel of Mark, we have a busy day of Jesus at work. We're in Mark chapter 1. Jesus is busy. He goes to a home, probably seeking some hospitality of Simon, and immediately he's confronted with a need. Simon's mother-in-law is sick. Jesus does a small act of helping her. Jesus enters as a guest into the home of Simon, and right away, there's no time to relax. Right away, Jesus takes her by the hand, and right away, she's healed. Mark is the shortest of the Gospels. He's a right-to-the-point Gospel. In this healing, we see the straightforward revealing of God's grace in Jesus. And you could put it that time is compressed, but there's hope expressed. Jesus starts his day with a healing. It's a good reminder for us that sick with sin, we could think of a fever of life, as the old Christians put it. There's the sin sickness of what we fail to do and cannot do, and there's the sickness of just being plain old sick and unhealthy. An old Christian prayer puts it this way, O Lord, support us all the day until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world lies hush and the fever of this life is finally over and our work is done. Then in mercy, grant us safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. O Lord, support us all the day long. God, our Heavenly Father, has answered this prayer for us that we would respond in faith in that day in the life of Jesus. Our gospel reading today is about 24 hours in the life of Jesus. February, right? A tough time of year. What rhymes with February? I could think contemporary. And the word contemporary is from the Latin for together with time. Together with us in time. God our Father sends Jesus together with the Spirit for us in time, together with us. John starts with Jesus coming as the Son of God. It's the midwinter fever of the world. God the Father with the seal of the Holy Spirit declares, this is my Son with whom I am well pleased. This is the one who's got time for us. And Jesus immediately moves through Mark. That word immediately is found again and again in this fever-filled world that's busier and busier. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is near in Jesus. And when Jesus then, of course, hears that Simon's mother-in-law is sick, immediately, of course, that's what he's sent to do, he takes her by the hand. And I love all the details. Jesus doesn't just say, be healed. He reaches out his hand to her and heals her. Jesus came to take time in time to reach out to each and every one of us, to give us that healing and that peace. Jesus reaches out and touches, right, the hard wood of the cross and gives us salvation. That's what he does. He dies for our sin, dies our death that we might live forever with him. Even in our weaknesses, Jesus is there. And every time we need him, Jesus is together with us. In our gospel reading, he's on the offensive for us, driving out evil, healing sickness, raising us up to walk in newness of never-ending life. He does that every day for us. He did that for Simon's mother-in-law. He's got time for you. For us, it's an encouraging message. It can be hard to reach each other with daily busy schedules. It can seem like time just adds up. We look at the daily problems, messes we can't fix. It's good to start with Mark chapter 1, that Jesus is on the offensive for us. And did you notice in our reading, it starts with a healing. That's the first part of the day. And then it goes to some teaching, the second part of the day. And then the third part of the day, Jesus is in prayer. Jesus praying for us. And the final part is Jesus arising a new day to serve. A nice pattern for us in Jesus Christ. Rising early in the morning while it's still dark, before the fever of another day, Jesus departs to a desolate place to prayer. And in prayer, Jesus has you and me in mind. Our struggles, his power. It's a good prayer for us today that, O Lord, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your plans and purposes. Because of our sin, we are helpless, tossed here and there, delusions of busy life. We need Jesus' help. We need his power. Only he can heal us. And that prayer comes to mind again, O Lord, support us all the day long. When the fever of life is over, and our work is done, give us peace at the last.